Welcome to Growing Pains, a business podcast for entrepreneurs and their teams who find themselves in the growth phase or messy middle in between startup and aiming for six or seven figures and beyond. I'm your host, Laurie Sterling, a COO, coach and mentor. I both do what I teach and teach what I do with a passion for empathetic team leadership, business operations and all things entrepreneurship.
Hello and welcome everyone. Today I have a guest interview. This is Carl Thew, who builds evergreen ecosystems for coaches and course creators that get substantial and consistent sales on autopilot through funnels, sales pages, web design, copywriting, content marketing, and SEO. So I met Carl a couple of years ago through my coaching network back in the day and just wanted to introduce you to my audience. So Carl, please introduce yourself and what you do and who you help and who you serve.
All right. I think you've already given a pretty good intro, but yeah, basically I'm Carl Thew. You pronounced the name right. So well done.
Thank you.
I own a digital marketing agency called Static Shift. And like you said, we help coaches and course creators who struggle with inconsistent revenue and stagnated business growth to help them to get consistent, substantial income on autopilot. You kind of listed all of the range of services that we do. So we build evergreen online marketing ecosystems with evergreen sales funnels, sales pages, web design, content marketing, copywriting, and SEO. So a bit of a mouthful, but yeah, we wanted to kind of provide the whole range of services that you need to really handle all the marketing so that coaches and course creators don't have to do it themselves and kind of figure out all those things that can be pretty tough to do well.
That's true. So how long have you been running this business for?
Over 12 years now.
Wow.
So, a while.
Yeah, I guess you would have seen a lot of iterations of what the tech looks like in all of those 12 years.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the good thing is that my marketing, the theories and principles have never changed. It's just adapting to the different platforms and things. But yeah, what sells and has not really changed, the psychology behind it all. So once you kind of learn those principles really well, you can just adapt pretty quickly to the latest tech.
Yeah. And so what made you start your business? How did you get your business idea?
That's a long question. There's a lot of different things that led to it. So my dad gave me the book Rich Dad Poor Dad when I was 13 or 14. Oh. So I read that and then I kind of did everything I could. I knew from then that I was going to start a business. I just didn't know what it was going to be. So I did sort of accounting and things at school to up my financial IQ and then went on to uni, did a business degree, majored in entrepreneurship. Then I got a job. And while I was working in that job, I built a little project website for entrepreneur advice. And I spent some time, got that ranked number one for keywords like entrepreneur advice. And so I kind of realized I had a bit of a skill. I was able to figure out how to do that pretty quick. So then I got one of my uni lecturers. I asked him to write a bunch of articles for the website. And in exchange, I said, I'll build him a website for his consulting business. And after I built the website and he loved it, he said, why don't you do a business, like start a web agency? And I guess I wasn't really keen on that at the time, but then I built another couple of websites for people and got them ranking for things like Mortgage Advisor and Mortgage Broker Adelaide. And again, people keep saying like, all right, you do a pretty good job of this. So yeah, I just went, all right, maybe this is my calling, and then quit my job and went all in on it.
Amazing. And so like, how did the business succeed after that? What does success look like for you?
That's a tough question. The success, like pretty quickly, we got to six figures. So within, I think, by year two,
right.
We hit six figures. And then I was able to head overseas and live in Thailand for a while and run the business from there. But then I sort of wanted to get back to kind of start a home and have a bit more sort of normality in my life and in the business. But the success for me was it started to become more about getting time back, because very quickly I got sucked into the trap of working ridiculous hours. That's when I sort of changed from I want to make lots of money to I want time And of course, money helps with all of that. And I'm not going to stay away from trying to get more revenue or anything like that. But yeah, my biggest goal is to have more time for my family.
Yeah. So how big is your team that you have working for you now?
So 10 of us. And so some of them part-time, some full-time.
Yeah. And what sort of roles do they do? Are they all like in the delivery or is that more like sales side? Yeah, hands-on.
I don't have anyone in the sales yet. That's a part of the plan. So I've got a couple of like assistants that do, you know, manage the admin sort of work.
Yeah.
We've got an SEO manager, got copywriter, web designer, developer. But yeah, a lot of it's more the doing work. I've got a project management assistant, but I guess that's something I'm still stuck more than I'd like in managing and project managing.
Yeah. And so how have you been at like trying to get those hours back from working full time? What does it look like now for you?
So now, since having my baby Lily, who, as I said, just turned one, I've cut my hours down to around 35 hours a week. So that's probably pretty average, 35 to 40 hours a week, which is good because I decided to prioritize family time. And yeah, before that, it was sort of probably 45 to 50. But a long time before that, before I met my partner, it was sort of 60 to 70 hours a week. And yeah, that wasn't very healthy.
Yeah. And your partner was also working in your business, is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So yeah, Lisa manages the SEO. Yeah.
That's great. So what would you say was the catalyst for growth? Like how did you, you know, reach that six figures and beyond?
I guess in the beginning, biggest thing was that like I'd do everything I could to solve clients' problems. So it didn't matter how complex it was. I was a good problem solver and I guess I would never give up. So I would just keep going and going until I figured out a solution, even when there probably wasn't really one. But some of the problem of that was that I would be working for free at times because I was like, oh, I can't charge that much for, you know, the amount of time that I've worked to get the result. But I guess that helped to build my reputation in the beginning until I got to a point where I didn't have to do all the free work and I was able to get to a result a lot quicker. But that did, which I'm sure we'll get to, that did cause a lot of growing pains, having that kind of succeed at any cost. But then the other things that have helped has been like starting to bring in all of my entrepreneur advice and stuff. So from everything I learned like at uni and then everything that I've learned from running my business and doing the marketing, we started to really add coaching. So we didn't just build websites and things, like I would coach clients through it and help them to really understand their offer and their marketing a lot better. So it wasn't just like a typical web designer who would say, oh, what do you want me to build? I'll build it. We really would kind of change the strategic direction and make sure that everything was aligned with business goals. And I think that was something that really clients appreciated because most of them had been to a web developer or designer before and just, you know, they ended up with something that looked okay, but just didn't really align with their business at all. So that was something that we really brought to the table that was different. And then another thing was finding a strategic referral partner who has a massive network and that was able to kind of send us clients because we worked for her, did a lot of stuff for her and still do. That's definitely helped to give us sort of more consistent leads as well.
Fantastic. Sounds like you just had the grit that whatever it threw on you, you were still just determined to make that work and make it happen.
Yeah. I guess that would be something I would be able to say that I've done. Yeah. It's been a tough road, but I've always just known, like there was never any doubt that I wasn't, you know, that I was going to quit the business or anything like that. It was like I've always had to do whatever it takes to succeed.
Yeah. So what would you say has been the hardest part about growing or running your business so far?
Delegation. So that was something that you have coached me through back in the past. letting go. Yeah, that's been a big thing for me, because part of like the strength of like I'd do anything to succeed was that I believed that if I wanted something done, I had to do it myself. And I had a belief that I have to do everything. And that kind of comes from right from growing up. It was like we were always taught to figure things out for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Not in a way of like we were just left to do everything ourselves, but it was just a value that we were brought up with to figure things out. But it's been a blessing and a curse, I guess.
Get it, yeah.
It's mean I've really, really struggled with delegating. So then, for example, like I'd feel bad about giving our team the crappy job, so I'd just jump in there and do it myself because I didn't want to give it to them, which is, yeah, as a business owner, is a definite no-no. So I've learned to start letting go and to delegate, and that, yeah, people, that it causes more problems if you jump in and do it for the team. They kind of go, oh, well, you don't need me then. So, yeah, it's not really a good way to run a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a common challenge to get, though, to make that mistake, or like those mindset shifts that have to happen before you're ready to delegate.
Yeah.
So true, yeah. So what would you say has been the best part about growing and running your business?
Being able to work from home, and I guess, yeah, because I get to have every meal with my partner and baby, so I'm there for breakfast, lunch and dinner, which a lot of husbands don't get the chance to, and of course, some mums as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been a highlight over the last year, and something that my partner also really appreciates, that we can have that time, because a lot of her friends don't have that benefit. Like the husbands work until late and coming home sort of stressed. And so yeah, that's been a massive one. Being able to live in Thailand for a while was a pretty big bonus.
Yeah.
And then now, yeah, we live in the beautiful Bay of Islands in New Zealand. So there's not a huge amount of job opportunities here, but of course with running the business online, it doesn't matter. So we get to live in a very beautiful part of the world.
That's great. Yeah, I can relate to that too. I am on the absolute opposite side of the world to you. I think even time zone and everything, it's exactly the opposite. It's amazing the opportunities it gives us. So what's next for you? What are you hoping to grow and achieve in your business?
So I guess, yeah, going back to what I was saying earlier, the biggest thing for me is to get even more time back, but also to get completely out of the doing work and the project management and things like that. So, yeah, just getting some of that stuff off my plate, which is probably the thing that I've struggled with the most. I think it's easier to get people that can do some of the work, but delegating the project management stuff I've struggled with a little bit. But yeah, I just really want to focus on the business vision and growth, and have everyone, the team, taking care of everything, including sales. So that's like, I love sales, and it's not something I'm like in a rush to get rid of, but I think that's kind of when I know that I'll be like out of the doing work once I've got sales off my plate.
That's exciting. So do you see like your business, like what sort of growth do you see your business achieving once you've handed off all of those?
I guess, yeah, the biggest thing will be that if I go away, it'll still be able to grow. So when I take time off, things kind of just stay pretty stagnant because I don't have anyone selling. Yeah, so I want to be able to take a 6-week holiday every year with the family and switch off the laptop, and things still keep growing. But yeah, I guess that's when we should be getting passed into the multiple 7 figures. When things are just kind of, when we've got a team of people selling for me, that will be pretty awesome.
Wonderful. All right. So how can people follow you in both your business journey and your journey to extract yourself from your business?
So I'm not a huge social media person, so I don't have a lot on there. But if anyone's sort of interested in learning how to build an evergreen funnel and to truly get, I know that that's something that's talked about a lot and probably by a lot of fake gurus and things about having, you know, the income on autopilot, sitting on the beach, sipping on pina coladas and things like that. But a lot of those people that talk about that they'll be selling a course on how to to sell an online course.
Yes.
Whereas we get in and do the work for people. But I've also got plenty of resources for people who want to do it themselves. So the first step is probably to jump on and get our Evergreen Funnel cheat sheet. And that just tells you everything that you need to build an Evergreen Funnel that gets substantial income on autopilot. Excellent. So if you go to staticshift.com.au/cheat-sheet. So yeah, staticshift.com.au/cheat-sheet. And then grab that resource, and that will give you a checklist of everything you need to make sure that you've got your Evergreen Funnel converting really well. And then if you sign up for that, you'll go on our email list and I'll teach you more about how to build an online Evergreen marketing ecosystem.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We will put that link in the show notes for everyone who's interested. But thank you so much, Carl. It was great to touch base and hear how the family's doing and how your business has grown in the meantime. So thank you for joining me today. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
No worries.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Now, if you're a business owner, I am currently offering a sprint project management package for entrepreneurs who have ideas for a new launch or a new offering, but don't have enough time to execute it on their own. So send me a DM or email and we'll hook up a 15-minute chat to go through the details. Until then, I will see you next time. Have a productive day. Bye.